I want you in your head to wind the clock forward to around this time next year. It's the Northern Region Conference 2017. We're in Hawaii. No, I don't think we're in Hawaii. But everyone is gathering. They're catching up on how the year's been. You haven't seen each other since, well, Synod. What will be your story? What will be the testimony of how things have gone in the last 12 months? What will it be that has given you the most joy? What will have caused the greatest frustration? What will it be that's nearly broken you, frankly? We can't know, can we? We can't possibly know what these next 12 months will hold for us before we gather again in this way. We hope and pray for lots that's good and positive and encouraging. We hope and pray that people will become disciples and mature as disciples. But we can't exactly know how this year will pan out. There may be opposition. There may be unexpected hurdles. There may be persecution. You may face illness. We can't be sure. But there are things we can know about this year. And I want to suggest that whatever your testimony will be, no matter what happens, your confidence can be this of Paul in verse 17, "The Lord stood by my side." I'm absolutely confident that the testimony of each one of us this time next year will be, "The Lord stood by my side." Paul found himself in a very difficult circumstance. He had been in prison in Rome. He feels like the end of his mission is near. Verse 7, "I've finished the race." But at this stage of the race, he feels alone. He feels alone because Demas deserted him. Verse 10, Crescens had taken off. Titus too. Tychicus he had sent off to Ephesus. Verse 12, Alexander had turned on Paul. Verse 14, and he feels alone at his first defense in court. Verse 16, "Because everyone has deserted me." No one came to his support. It must have been very lonely. Except, "The Lord stood by my side." In fact, he was not alone. The Lord Jesus was with him, right at his side. He was conscious of his presence. He who is the great advocate before the Father was at him, was with him, I beg your pardon, at his defense. No, sisters and brothers, we don't know what is around the corner in this our next year. I trust it will be great and wonderful, fulfilling, exciting. But I'll be surprised as you are doing the Lord's work and as you are engaging in spiritual warfare, I'll be surprised if there aren't some hard times. There may be times for you like Paul when you feel alone, that no one's supporting you. "But the Lord stood by my side." You may face illness this year, but the Lord stood by my side. Perhaps the parish council or school principal or hospital board wants to block your vision, but the Lord stood by my side. That will be your story. Why am I so sure? Because of the promises in Scripture. "The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I want." God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I will be with you even to the end of the age." Cling to these promises as you return. But you may have noticed, and this is where I'm ending, but you may have noticed that the Lord wasn't just passively standing by, as if just to hold Paul's hand. Paul says, have a look with me again, verse 17. "The Lord stood by my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed." Paul was strengthened to proclaim the gospel, and you will be too. Because the Lord is more interested in that than even you are. The Lord stood by my side. When we arrive at this conference next year, that will be both your testimony and mine to His glory and praise. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.